Thank you for calling customer support. This is Joyce speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Joyce. I sure help you. Hope you can help me. I am, I do not have an account with your business. I looked you up online, and I keep getting billed from your business. I'm guessing it's a business that my credit card number is similar to somebody else that's purchasing monthly. It's an automatic billing system, and I just need to talk to somebody in your fraudulent department
All right.
To try to figure this out.
Okay, let me see if I can help you with that. May I have the zip code, please?
Well, my zip code is 61849. I'm not getting any bills or products. I didn't never even heard of your company until it showed up on my credit card bill.
Okay. What's her first and last name on your account?
My name is Cheryl Moore, M-O-H-R.
All right, Ms. Moore. And for security purposes, can you give me your address, please?
2634 South Homer, H-O-M-E-R, Lake Road, Homer, Illinois.
Okay. Ms. Moore, do you ever remember signing up for like a free contest? There's something on here where you only paid, it's called a fitness tracker, and you only paid the $6.97 for shipping and handling, and then what it did. I see it actually.
Nope. I'm getting a bill every month for $29.97.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm trying to avoid having to cancel my credit card.
Correct.
Because I have this. Your company is the only one that's fraudulent on my account. And I'm just trying to figure out what the problem is, if it's just an error in processing a credit card, because, like I said, I'm at a total loss. And my next step is to cancel my credit card and get these transactions returned to my account.
Okay. What it does, you may have actually entered a contest or anything. Do you ever remember signing up for a contest? And what it did, it was a contest with. Okay. Hold on 1 second.
No.
Let me put you on a brief hold. Let me check on this for you, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank
You're more
you,
than
thank
welcome.
You so much.
You're more than welcome. Cheryl, give me 1 minute. I'm still working on that account for you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, Ms. Cheryl, what I can do is I can cancel. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. I've got $60 worth already on my account, and it's...
Yes, ma'am, I do see that.
1223, and then the other day, where am I? Because my credit card tells me every time I buy something, and I'm like, oh no, this isn't me again.
All right, Michelle, hold on 1 second and let me finish canceling this for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for holding me, Cheryl. I'm still working on that account. Please give me a minute.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Cheryl, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am. I canceled that account. Will you? You will no longer receive any further charges on your card from that, okay?
Okay, and will you, can I get it put back on my account?
Yes, ma'am, I most certainly will.
The one from the 22nd and from December 23rd?
I can actually refund the last charge, and that's the only one that I can refund to you.
Okay.
Okay.
And kudos to you for helping me, because I have been trying, I've been contacting your business, and I went on my credit card and got this number.
Yes, ma'am.
Through email.
Mm-hmm.
And what they told me, I just could not believe. They said for me to contact my financial institution and stop payment. Now, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Oh, my goodness.
So I can tell you the name of the person, but I don't know if you're just the support.
We're on customer support.
Okay. Well, mine is, yeah, the team at Amplify is who answered my email, and I'm like, oh, this isn't going to work. But I sure appreciate your help. And what was your name again?
My name is Joyce.
Joyce.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You so much.
You're more than welcome. So, I can give you that cancellation number if you're ready for it.
Sure thing.
Okay. It will be C as in Charlie, 56804.
C56804.
Yes, ma'am. And it should be refunded into your account within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay. So you're telling me this came through some kind of contest?
Yes, ma'am.
Like what kind of contest?
It may have been a survey that you've taken. A lot of people don't understand the terms and conditions when they take a survey, but that's normally what it is. It may have been a simple survey, and it offered you a free gift. You only pay the shipping and handling, but from there, it actually enrolls you in what they call a fitness program, meal apps, and the membership is $29.99 a month.
Oh, my.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
I won't be answering any surveys or anything from this point on.
Yes, ma'am.
I do Dollar General surveys all the time.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it from something like that?
It could have been. I'm not quite familiar.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you again, Joyce. Have a great day.
Thank you, Ms. Cheryl. You have a great day, and thank you for calling customer support.
Uh-huh. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.